all the complicated details of the attiring and the disattiring are completed. A liquid moon moves gently among the long branches, thus having prepared their buds against a sure winter. The wise trees stand sleeping in the cold. Greetings and welcome, kind viewers, to a journey through aesthetic realms. On today's show, we will be exploring the magical world of the sleeping trees. Not only do trees provide natural beauty to their surroundings, more importantly, they are a sustainer of life on our wondrous planet Earth. Trees keep silt from filling our ponds, lakes and reservoirs, and also keep runoff water from septic systems and storm sewers off our roads and out of our drinking and recreational water. They also provide, for many forms of life, a weather-sheltered environment in and under their foliage. For humans too, in the hot summer months, a single tall, deciduous tree planted on the right side of a house can provide the house's interior with as much cooling as four medium-sized air conditioners running 24 hours a day. Trees also play an important role in producing oxygen and reducing carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, as well as moderating ground temperature. They create oxygen through a biochemical process called photosynthesis. Photosynthesis enables trees to make carbon dioxide in through their leaves and exchange it for oxygen. Through photosynthesis, trees and plants are responsible for feeding nearly all life on Earth. Energy is taken from the sun and converted into storable form such as glucose, which can then be passed on to animals that consume their fruits and leaves. Britain is home to many great native and introduced species of trees. Native trees and plants in Britain are those that were already present before the formation of the English Channel. Native species are particularly important to the local ecology for various reasons. Local trees and plants are adapted to local soils and climate and have low maintenance requirements. Additionally, native species are preferred sources of food and shelter for local wildlife. Fewer insects or other invertebrates will be found in foreign species compared with a native species of tree, which will house innumerable creatures. Let's take a walk together through the woods and admire the majestic beauty of the sleeping trees. From the complexity of new buds to housing our co-inhabitant friends, the animals, we have some wonders to share with you. When we think of a winter's day looking up at the bareness of the trees, with crisp, clear blue skies above, we may think that everything is fast asleep, guarding against a long winter. But if we take a closer look, you'll see nature in action. The beauty of the trees become inspiring when its skeleton is bare and the true complexity and symmetry of the tree structure can be seen. It's amazing yet simple that within this structure, the lower branches grow in a way to shade its trunk from the sun's heat, and how the tree leaves shade the ground to cool its roots. And notice how the upper branches grow in a way that allows rain to be caught and directed down the trunk towards the roots. Also in winter months, try looking at the texture of tree bark, as you will find each tree is different. Some are smooth and almost shiny, whilst others are like craggy rocks with deep ravines within its bark. In amongst all this, you will see tiny creatures and invertebrates, all seeking protection from the icy cold weather. It may all look quiet on the outside, but within the tree, life is abundant. Whilst the tree is preparing itself for the coming spring, it has to protect all its parts above the ground from the cold. If the water freezes in the ground, the tree cannot absorb it and would be harmed by drought. But the tree has a secret reserve. It's called sap. Sap is rich in sugars during winter months, and it is this high sugar content that stops the sap from freezing. A bit like antifreeze. In winter, when deciduous trees are bare, it's more difficult to identify one tree from another. But you can learn how to tell them apart by taking a close look at their buds. A bud on a winter tree is next year's shoot, performed in miniature. The twigs, leaves, and possibly even the flowers are all tucked inside, waiting. This means that when spring arrives, the new growth can start as soon as the bud bursts open, simply expanding the tiny leaves and shoots. This important new growth on the trees is vulnerable during winter from desiccation and cold weather. If the tree loses these buds, it would starve the following year because it would not be able to photosynthesize. So the new miniature shoots are protected by the bud, which forms a shield or barrier against these challenges. When we come back, we will take you for a walk through the English woods. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms. As we walk through this beautiful English wood, we will show you some typically native trees, like the oak tree, horse chestnut, silver birch, sycamore, beech trees, hazel trees, ash trees, and maple trees. The grand English oak tree, or Quercus robur, is probably the best known tree in Britain and an important feature of the English landscape. They can live for hundreds of years and have been important to mankind for their strong properties, and for centuries were used in shipbuilding. The mighty oak is at its best midwinter. The beautifully formed branching shape stands out majestically against the bright frosty morning or an icy moonlit night. Oak tree buds can be identified from the cluster of buds growing towards the tips of each twig. As the buds are tightly grouped, the leaves are bunched closely together in summer. The buds of the turkey oak are surrounded with ragged hairs known as stipules. The fruit of the oak tree is the acorn, which appears usually in September and is very popular with squirrels. The oak is deciduous, but loses its leaves very late in the year. The mature oak tree supports a large number of different life forms, which includes up to 284 species of insect. The oak tree provides a harvest for many wild animals as well. In ancient times, the wild boar, but today, jays, pigeons, pheasants, badgers, squirrels, and deer feast on the autumn supply of acorns. In Celtic mythology, the oak tree is the tree of doors, believed to be the gateway between worlds, or a place where portals could be erected. Next, the horse chestnut tree, or Aesculus hippocastanum. This tree is native to the Balkans and was introduced to the British Isles in the early 17th century. All the branches of the tree curve gracefully upwards in winter. Its bark, when mature, is scaly. The large buds of the horse chestnut tree are easy to identify in March when they feel sticky to the touch. The buds grow in opposite pairs, apart from those at the twig tips. The twigs of the horse chestnut are dark brown. Fluid extracts of the fruit and the bark and sometimes its leaf and roots are used in herbal medicine. The sycamore tree, or Acer pseudoplatanus, was introduced by the Celts from Gaul, where they used ground down seeds to make flour or gruel. The sycamore tree and its helicopter seeds has become a feature of many local cultures. The bright green buds of the sycamore tree are set in opposite pairs on smooth grey twigs. The buds are hard and remain tightly closed until early April. The sycamore's bark is rough and scaly and looks like dragon scales. These trees were introduced to the British Isles from France. Let's go check out the beech tree. The beech tree, or Fagus sylvatica, is now widely naturalized across the British Isles. Beech trees do not always lose all their leaves in winter, so you can usually identify them from the rusty brown foliage still clinging to their branches. Their slender twigs bear long, narrow brown buds, which taper to a sharp point. The bark of the beech tree is smooth and silver-grey in colour, with slight horizontal etchings. Next, the silver birch, Betula pendula, is historically the earliest native tree to colonise after the last ice age. The young shoots are hairless and shiny, and often covered in tiny white lenticles. The bark of the mature tree is bright silvery white with black diamond-shaped patches near the base. The silver birch is one of the most valuable trees for wildlife, supporting 230 species of insect, including buff-tip moths and sawflies. Next we have the Fraxinus excelsior, commonly known as the ash tree, a native tree often found in ancient woodland, together with the field maple and hazel. The pale grey twigs of the ash tree bear black conical buds. They are set in opposite pairs and the tip of each twig ends in a single flattened bud, which is much larger than the rest. The ash tree does not open its leaves until late April. The hazel tree, Corylus avellana, was one of the first trees to colonize Britain after the last ice age. The hazel is a very common woodland tree that grows under the canopy of other woodland trees. The hazelnuts are also a good food source. In Celtic folklore, the hazel tree is considered a tree of knowledge, particularly in Ireland where its nuts are a symbol of great mystical wisdom. The bark of the hazel tree is light brown in colour and smooth, except for speckles of spongy light brown lenticles that allow the tree to breathe. The common maple tree, or Acer campestre, is a tree of medium size. Since April the 25th, 1996, the maple tree has been the national arboreal emblem of Canada. Like the sycamore, the maple tree is known for its helicopter seeds, which fall to the ground spinning like a helicopter. These seeds are actually the fruit of the maple tree. The maple in autumn has the most striking color. These beautiful and ancient trees are just a few of the notable species commonly found in the English woodlands and countryside. With this peaceful and calming sensation from the trees and the woods, we'd like to thank the trees for their giving qualities. Thank you, viewers, for joining us today. Coming up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, right after Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. May the giving nature of trees send us comfort and remind us of the good qualities in ourselves upon our daily encounter with them.